CliffCentral.com. Now it is time for Internet Central. This is where we check in on some of the things that are going on the internet. And we try to make sense of them because a lot of people don't know how the internet works. And if they do, they're not sure how to make it work the best possible way for them. So today I'd like to talk about how to make the most use of your data. And we'll look at which apps use the most and least data. We'll include YouTube, TED Talks, listening to Cliff Central, downloading software updates, streaming music, TV, movies. Don't you want to know, Mubs?
Mm-hmm.
Want to know what the most expensive stuff is, what you use the most data doing, and what you use the least data doing. My parents, my parents finally installed decent internet at home. They have been running on like a 2 meg, terrible phone line. It basically would crackle and pop. You'd be lucky if you could watch a 5-second clip downloaded to your email without it breaking down and the whole thing seizing up. It was a disaster. So on the line right now, we got Rihanna, and we're going to talk to her about, and she's from MWeb. She'll tell us how to choose the connectivity option that best meets with your needs, the speed that best meets with your needs, and the data package that best meets your needs. But what do you think is the most expensive, or rather the most data, what's the word? A data heavy?
Demanding?
Demanding, data using thing that you could do on your phone?
I'm going to go with email. Just having email.
I'm going to go with those YouTube clips, because those will trap you into watching them for hours.
Mubs is spot on. It is YouTube. Ben, you are an idiot.
I'm an idiot with low data and lots of battery.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Ben? You thought email used up the most. Email's right down at the bottom of the list. Nobody even recognizes email as a big data user. Don't know how you got that. How you figured that one out. Head up your ass.
Or just...
The most data intensive, that's the word I'm looking for, is YouTube. If you use the 1080p, which is the... You know, when you have the big picture, it's like the HD version, high res. You use between 1.2 and 1.4 gigs an hour. That is a lot of data. That's huge. If you are watching in 480p, which is obviously much less decent resolution, but you can still see everything in the YouTube clip, that will use up 400 megs an hour. Showmax TV series. Showmax is new on the scene. You know what Showmax is.
Mm-hmm. That's like the SA version of Netflix, right?
Correct. It's the NASPAS one. The amount of data used varies by device, but roughly 1 hour of viewing could be as much as 1 gig of data. So that's the next biggest. Torrenting. You know what that is, Ben?
That's when you're downloading shows.
No, it's when you play with yourself furiously.
Oh, I thought that was...
Torrenting.
Oh gosh.
Yep, that sounds right.
No. Torrenting is... Ben is quite right. That's when you illegally download off of sites where you have BitTorrents. You can get your favorite movies and TV series, but you're doing it illegally. You know how much that costs you? About 4 megs per second.
Oh, I was about to say 10 years in jail.
You can download up to 1.5 gigs running at full speed for an hour, but that's a lot of data.
Yeah.
You know? We're going to talk about gaming, and we're going to talk about Skype and about Cliff Central, but let me get Rihanna on the line and ask her, because she's the real expert here. Hey, Rihanna, good morning.
Morning, Gareth. Hi.
Nice to talk to you. So listen, you are one of the experts when it comes to figuring out how much data we use. I'm on an
M... I really don't know how that, but I'm happy to help out.
Thank you. I'm on an MWeb uncapped ADSL, so I could give a damn what these things cost.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the place that you want to be in. But I think for most consumers, you generally start out on a cap package and then you quickly discover how quickly your data cap is consumed by the plethora of activities that people get up to today. And then you probably make the wise decision to move to an uncapped product.
Yeah.
But generally, you know, my advice to a consumer would kind of first be to think about what you're planning to use the internet for. And I mean, these days, everything is driven by internet video. I mean, if you think about social media, Snapchat, you know, Periscope is live streaming, all of these platforms, they have predominantly moved away from basic text to more image and video based. And that really, really consumes data really fast. And then also, I mean, you've just given us a nice rundown on YouTube and Showmax and all of these other things. So when you add all these bits and bobs together, your data bill for the month could look quite healthy. I mean, an average household could consume anything from 15 gigs upwards, and that I wouldn't even say is a bandwidth intensive kind of home. That I would say basic, you know, internet activities regularly every month.
All right, so can we look at gaming quickly, because that's an area where people get a little confused as to how much data you're going to need. So let's look at something like Farmville. A lot of people play stupid Farmville. How many megs of data do we use on Farmville?
So, I mean, if you're playing Farmville for about an hour, you know, you could easily consume about 200 megs in that hour. And, I mean, a normal user could spend anything from 2 to 4 hours in a day. So you've quickly, you know, consumed 800 megs in one day of playing Farmville. So you can see how quickly, you know, your data bill would be consumed by just playing Farmville. And 9 times out of 10, they're not just doing Farmville. They're probably playing other internet games. They're using YouTube, making Skype calls and so forth. Obviously, you get your higher definition sort of first-person shooter games, which consume slightly more.
Yeah, like Call of Duty. What are we talking about there?
So between that, probably also around that region of 90 megs playing in a multiplayer mode. So that's kind of the range of what you would use on online gaming.
But it's still, that's nothing compared to YouTube. I mean, it's very, very little. And let's say, for example, you're doing a Skype call and you're talking to a friend of yours in London or in Los Angeles. What is that going to cost you?
A Skype call is actually, you know, in data terms, it's quite, you know, an affordable means to communicate. Obviously, if you're going video calling, it would take up more with data. For a basic Skype call, you know, for an hour-long call, you could spend 36 megs an hour, and you can see how that's way more affordable than actually making that call from your cell phone or home telephone. So that's kind of, that's, you know, has quite low consumption in terms of data.
Now, when
obviously
we...
WhatsApp calling and things like that would consume similar amounts of data.
All right. A lot of people, when I started this this whole Cliff Central thing, people said, oh, no, but the data costs are going to be much too high. People use way too much data. So how much does it cost to download a cliffcentral.com podcast for an hour?
I'd probably say that's probably in the region of about 20 megabytes. I mean, that could easily be the size of 3 to 4 emails. So it's really also absolutely minimal in the scheme of things of what people are doing online.
Right.
And to stream one of your sessions live, I would probably say at most 30 megs an hour. And that's on sort of low to medium quality. Mm-hmm. And when you get obviously to the higher quality audio streaming, probably about 80 megs an hour, which is really not bad at all.
And that's
even on a mobile data connection, that would be perfectly fine.
Wow. Okay. So basically, you're saying it's not a huge expense. Stop bitching and complaining, you poor, sad sack of shit. Is that rightly what you're saying? Or am I paraphrasing too much?
That sums it up pretty well.
Okay. I'm interested because here's a question on WeChat this morning from Woody. He says, please ask Rihanna what the difference is between ADSL and ADSL Premium. I play a lot of online games. Do I have to use the Premium or is the normal ADSL sufficient?
That's quite a good question. So I would say that, you know, the normal ADSL is perfectly fine. And I mean, we've just touched on the amount of data that online gaming consumes. Mm-hmm. The standard MWeb ADSL uncapped products would be perfectly fine because if you're gaming online, you don't actually consume massive amounts of data. And the difference between premium and standard is really about the volume of data that you're going to consume in a one-month period. But my recommendation would be standard would be perfectly fine. You know, when you're gaming, you're more worried about latency and things like that as opposed to volume of data. And the standard products would perform absolutely perfectly fine. And then the other thing is on MWeb ADSL, gaming is prioritized on our network. So you'd have a more than decent experience using the standard products.
All right. So most expensive on that list of ours is YouTube. And least expensive is Skype calls, cliffcentral.com, that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
All right,
yeah,
that's
kind of the ranking.
What does email cost? Because Ben said email was expensive, but it's not, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends if you're getting massive attachments, but most of the email clients these days, you know, are limiting the size of attachments, and 10 to 20 megs is kind of what's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, email is like a basic text email could be, you know, a couple of kilobytes as such. And you've got an attachment with images, it could maybe be 3 to 4 megs.
Mm.
People even send video clips over email these days, but email's very low on the scale in terms of bandwidth absorption.
All right. Ben, you want to ask anything else?
No, I was just
educate
gonna,
yourself. No. Come on, this is your chance.
I am, but email is a gateway for data usage because you get sent videos like, of, oh, you must watch this, and then watching this.
You know.
Yeah. Definitely, it could spur additional internet usage that you probably
it's an
didn't
enabler,
plan. But generally, the rule is when you get a mail, don't watch this. You don't click that link. So
no.
Maybe not next time.
All right. Do we have an idea of how much data consumption the average household in South Africa on ADSL uses?
You know, it varies, but I would say a standard family, you know, maybe 2 to 3 users with basic internet using. I mean, I'm saying this basic. I mean, they're not necessarily downloading the whole internet off an illegal pirate site.
Yeah.
I would say probably 15 to 20 gigs in a month quite comfortably. And then, I would say that my household is probably what we would call slightly technically advanced, and we consume anything on 40 to 60 gigs in a month, and I do absolutely no downloads. I stream most of what I need. So I think, you know, in today's kind of internet space, it definitely makes sense to go for an uncapped plan, especially if you don't want the hassle of worrying about having to buy additional data or getting that bill shock, you know, with out-of-bundle usage. That's the worst thing ever. So uncapped plans are definitely the way to go, especially if you are, you know, active on a lot of these platforms today.
All right. Facebook, if you're on there, what does that cost you?
You know, Facebook's another one of those things, like Ben mentioned, a portal. So if you're doing basic chatting and you're checking out images and so be quite low data consumption.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if you're clicking on all the YouTube videos and watching everyone's videos that they've loaded up onto Facebook, that could end up costing you just as much as spending time on YouTube. Because like I said, it branches out to various other platforms. And that's something that users need to kind of be aware of. I mean, you know, there's a lot of plans out there where they say free Facebooking. But actually, when you really look at it, it's just your usage while you're on the Facebook platform. But when you break out to YouTube or any, you know, video site, that's not included there. So that's kind of the things that consumers really need to be aware of.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for helping us out with understanding all of this morning, because a lot of people are very nervous about data. A lot of people get confused by urban legends and horrible stories about bills that are out of control. But now we know the most expensive stuff is YouTube.
Yeah, I think, and you know, if any of your listeners still have any questions, we've got a lot of information on our website. That's mweb.co.za. Or they can give us a call on 087-700-5000. Our agents are happy to, you know, take you through, you know, what you're planning to use the internet for, and then recommend, you know, what the best internet connection and data size would be for you and your household.
Right.
So we're happy to help out.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rihanna. There we go. That's Rihanna from MWeb. She just wanted to let us know what the most expensive stuff is, what you need to know about what the data usage is on different products. And if you want to find out more, you can go to mweb.co.za/products, and they'll break it down for you. It's that simple. But the most important thing I've learned is that Ben knows nothing about his data usage, and Mubs knows everything she needs to know. Isn't that interesting?
Why are you being so mean to Ben?
No, I have everything to know about that. It's just that you don't see my point of view, which is obviously quite a change for you.
Sorry, what?
Jeez. Everybody just calm down.
Exactly.
Calm down.
Ben is very competitive, and he lost to you, Mubs, and now he's
I didn't
smart.
Lose shit.
Yeah, you did.
Email the most expensive.
Anyway, don't worry, Ben. It's all okay. I don't think you're a moron.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. CliffCentral.com